Uncle Wiggily in Wonderland, Chapter 1. Once upon a time, after Uncle Wiggily Longears, the nice bunny rabbit gentleman, had some funny adventures with Baby Bunty. And when he found that his rheumatism did not hurt him so much as he hopped on his red, white, and blue striped barber pole crutch, the bunny uncle wished he might have some strange and wonderful adventures. "I think I'll just hop along and look for a few," said Uncle Wiggily to himself one morning. And he twinkled his pink nose, and then he was all ready to start. "Goodbye, Nurse Jane, goodbye," he called to his muskrat lady housekeeper, with whom he lived in a hollow stump bungalow. "I'm gonna go look for some wonderful adventures." And he hopped down the front steps with his red, white, and blue striped crutch under one paw and his tall silk hat on his head. "Goodbye, Miss Fuzzy Wuzzy." "Goodbye," answered Nurse Jane. "I hope you have some nice adventures." "Thanks. I wish you the same," answered Uncle Wiggily. And away he went, over the fields and through the woods. He had not hopped very far, looking this way and that, before all of a sudden he came to a queer little place near an old rail fence. Down in one corner was a hole, partly underground. "Where?" said Uncle Wiggily to himself. "That looks just like the kind of an underground house or burrow where I used to live. I wonder if this can be where I made my home before I moved to the hollow stump bungalow. I must take a look. Nurse Jane would like to hear all about it, I'm sure." So, Uncle Wiggily, folding back his ears in order that they would not get bent over and broken, he began crawling down the rabbit hole, for that is what it really was. It was dark inside, but the bunny uncle did not mind that at all, being able to see in the dark. And besides, he could make his pink nose twinkle when he wanted to, and this gave almost as much light as a firefly. "No, this isn't the burrow where I used to live," said Uncle Wiggily to himself when he had hopped quite a distance into the hole. "But it's very nice. Perhaps I may have an adventure here. Who knows?" And just as he said that to himself, Uncle Wiggily saw, lying under a little table in what seemed to be a room of the underground house, a small glass box. "My adventure begins," cried Uncle Wiggily. "I'll open that glass box and see what is in it." So, the bunny uncle raised the cover, and in the glass box was a little cake made of carrots and cabbage. And on top, spelled out in pink raisins, were the words, "Eat me." "Ha! That's just what I'll do," cried jolly Uncle Wiggily. And never stopping to think anything might be wrong, the bunny gentleman ate the cake. And then, all of a sudden, he began to feel very funny. "Oh my!" exclaimed Uncle Wiggily. "Oh, ah! Oh. I hope that cake didn't belong to my nephew, Sammy Littletail, or Johnny, or Billy Bushytail, the squirrel brothers. One of them may have lost it out of his lunch basket on his way to school. I hope it wasn't any of their cake. But there is surely something funny about his, for I feel so very strange. And no wonder, for Uncle Wiggily had suddenly begun to grow very large.